we might point out, as he was educating others, when did his formal education end?
Probably by high school. He was already not showing up to classes in his junior year. The reason is because in a very short period of time, his middle-class family life had fallen apart in just about every single way, literally from their house burning down to tragedies within the family of deaths, his mother becoming sick, and it all happened in a very short period of time, from the time he was maybe 5 to 10. So his education was very good up until a certain point, and then everything started to fall apart. By 13, he was pretty much on his own with no parents.
And as a 13-year-old, he was singing?
No, he wasn't. As a matter of fact, he was looking. I would say by 13, one of the things that really attracted him in his early life was painting. He took to painting as a potential career. That's what he was doing. It's hard to say because, to be honest, he was surviving most of the time. By the time he was 13 or 14, he was living in a gang house with a couple of other kids on their own. This was in Okemah. He writes about it quite a lot in his autobiography, Bound for Glory, what it was like as a 13 or 14-year-old. Basically, he collected garbage and would bring it in and get money for garbage. He was out of school. He was on his own, just trying to get by, going to neighbors' houses, knocking on the back door for food. One of the things that I did learn about him, which really says a lot about his inner character, is he wasn't depressing to be around. And I thought that was a very interesting comment from some of the people that knew him at that time, even though things were pretty bad. He wasn't depressing to be around. He was still full of spit and vinegar and also a lot of hope. He seemed to be always looking for a way out and looking for something to do. And he spent a good number of years from 13 until 18 looking for something to do. And one of the things that really caught his attention was artwork.
Where are some of those pieces?
Well, all of the art from his early years are gone. You know, he wasn't Woody Guthrie. Nobody was saving these paintings. And he would really do art on commission. And he laughed. He said one of the things that he did most was portraits of Jesus. Everyone wanted a nice oil painting of Jesus in their home. So he would kind of be commissioned. Someone would say, "Hey, Woody, I want one of those." He would charge 50 cents or a buck or whatever it was, and he would do portraits. One of the only portraits that still survives, to my knowledge, is one that he did of Abraham Lincoln a few years later when he was in his 20s. It's an oil painting that's now at the Smithsonian Institute and Smithsonian Folkways collection. But then he went on and he also did art in Santa Fe having to do with the geography there, some of the adobe houses that he saw that he liked, etc. Later on, he continued doing art as a supplement to his songwriting. There's a very close connection between art and songwriting and his particular style of songwriting. He later wrote, "All you can write is what you see." So there you go. That's his mantra for songwriting. And he learned that from observing in doing artwork, how you really look at something, how something is shaped, what the weather's like, what color the sky really is. So all of that training in art, and I don't mean formal training, I mean just by doing it, he learned to look deeply at subjects, and he was later able to translate that into lyrics.
Did he use oil all the time?
He tried to use oil all the time, but it was very expensive. He writes in his journals that it was very hard to keep that up, to pay for a $5 brush and the canvas and the oils. And then he realized that once you did a painting, you sold it once, and you never saw it again. That dollar got used up. And he realized that with a song, you write it once, and someone says, "Hey, I like that song, sing it again." It was really a funny, very natural, actually, understanding with songwriting that it was a better way to make money in the early days than painting.